This is Son of God University. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby.
This is Son of God University, baby. God Jesus, baby.
God
we have
Jesus.
Dr. Sweetie here today, the president of Son of God University. And last week, we got into a lot of stuff, and basically, we're going to maybe recap on some of the stuff. I'm going to let him recap on some of the stuff that's important that we touched on last week.
Yes. It is imperative that we become really conscious of the eternal spirit of God Jesus Christ Almighty. And if a person really wants to get this exactly energy, this divine ultimate power where science and spirituality meet together, you have tuned in to the right place, the right time, the right air, live on planet Earth. We come to you with the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. How did you get the Holy Spirit? How did you get this power? This power comes when a person believes in the Messiah, Jesus, when you repent of your negatives and you decide to make a change around it, you want to come and you're tired of all your misery and distress, drugged out, worn out, tired out, and you say, what's the matter? I want a divine change. You come to the messenger of love, Jesus. And when you come to Jesus, you ask Jesus to forgive you for all your negatives. Very simple. You say, Jesus, sweet Son of God, I acknowledge that you are the divine Son of the Father. I thank you for your love and your compassion for me, and I want to love you. Help me to open up my mind to be forgiven for all of my sins. Everything I've done wrong, I knock a nigga out or anybody that I knocked out, please forgive me. Oh, sweet Jesus, you know everything. I love you. I adore you. I worship you. Amen. In your great name. Or such like manner, you may, you know, a person might want to pray a particular prayer style. When you cry out from the heart, you don't have to go to a man to do this. You go directly to the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. And as a person, they get into that and they talk to Jesus, therefore, you can be forgiven for your sins. There is nothing too negative, nothing too hard for the Son of God to forgive a person. For some people, they think, well, we've done this negative. We knocked somebody out. We killed this many people. Well, let me help you out in the book of the book of Acts. Saul of Tarsus, he was a Christian killer. He killed so many people, but then the Lord Jesus Christ met him on the horse as he was coming to go to kill the Christians and got his attention. He knocked him off his beast, and when he knocked him off, he said, who are you, King of Authority, Lord of Authority? And that's when Jesus said, I am Jesus, the Supreme Son of God, the Supreme Lord of Life. And that man was known for killing the saints, and so therefore he got saved, he got redeemed, he went to the prophet, and the apostle told him, and said, that's what you must do, repent of your sins, and I baptize you in the name of God, Jesus Christ, and for the forgiveness of sins, and then they receive the Holy Spirit. So this is imperative to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing like the Holy Spirit.
Okay, now we're going to focus on this Holy Spirit now. So first of all, you stated that a person repent of their sins, they cry out from their hearts. It could be anywhere. It doesn't have to be a church. It could be in your home. It could be at the game. It could be anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. Jesus hears you. He's omnipresent. He hears you. His intelligence is within you. He hears you. He puts his intelligence in you when he created you. He created your body. So basically, by doing that, repenting of your sins, the next stage is getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost of fire, the Holy Spirit, that serpentine fire, as Earth, Wind, Sun, that energy that energizes you, that breaks all the yoke of negative forces in your body. And that's why he said my yoke is easy, because it's so easy to do that as you praise Jesus more and more and more. You got to praise him. You got to praise him with your heart and soul and mind. As you praise him, then the baptism will happen. It can happen anywhere. It can happen at home. It can happen at church. It can happen in the mountains. It can happen anywhere. Pretty soon you start feeling this energy. It just comes up on you. It just energizes. It's kind of like Star Trek. You know, at Star Trek, you see the most men, you see they get into these castles and they're going to be energized somewhere. All that energy comes in. That's how the Holy Spirit, it energizes your whole body. Your whole being is just so illuminated with that energy, that cosmic force. And it energizes you. And as it energizes you, it purges you. And as it purges you, it puts the love of Jesus in you. As it puts the love of Jesus in you, then you're able to forgive. You're able, because you can't do that yourself. People have classes on forgiveness. No. It's a class. It's intellectual. this is real, because you find yourself forgiving and loving people that hate you. You find yourself doing that. Just, how am I doing this? It's through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what my brother's saying. That power, you get that power, it activates in you, and you can do all things through Jesus Christ. That's what he says. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, because you have that power. You're walking in power. I think a lot of the Christians here on planet Earth, especially in America, they're not walking with the power. They kind of kick the power of the Holy Ghost out. They're charismatic, but they don't have that old school baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you get that power, you can do anything. I mean, it's nothing you can do, because you need that power to live, basically. Is that right, my brother?
You get that right. It is a definite, and practically, it's true that in order to survive on this planet Earth today, with everything that's going on and all the activities, the negatives, the positives, the mediocre, the medium well, half baked, half done. And, you know, another thing I want to mention to you, my loving brother, do you have to scream to God? You know, he's up in the heavens and Jesus is beside him. How is he going to hear you to talk about getting the baptism of Holy Ghost? And he's way up in the heaven. That, you know, the big ball in the sky called the sun is 93 million miles away. How high is God? How high is Jesus? How can he hear you? Do he need a hearing aid? That's a long way up in the heavenly realm.
Well, basically, he's right within your consciousness. Oh. Basically, we're going to get into the minds here, but I'm going to touch on it right now. That's our main thing today, is the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and the superconscious mind. The superconscious mind is the Christ mind.
Yes.
Now, basically, that subconscious mind, that's where the Holy Spirit is. And
right.
It can't function. It can't function at all until you purify it through the Holy Ghost.
That's
because
right.
It's so corrupted with all this negative stuff. I hate this person. I don't like this. I'm jealous of this person. All this stuff. And it crosses. That's why we only use 10% of our brain. All this corruption in there. And we're humans. Naturally, you're going to do that as a human. Let's face
right.
it. Naturally, as a human, somebody hits you, you're going to knock them upside their nigga head. Let's face it. You're going to hit them back. Let's be for real here. Let's
That's
talk
right.
You're going to hit them back. If they
yes.
they steal from me, you're going to steal back. I'm going to get revenge. That's just a natural thing. But when you have the Christ love, you have the
yes.
Holy Ghost, it changes you. You don't do
exactly.
that. It changes you. You don't do it. You can't do anything.
Right.
It's the Holy Spirit. That's why it's very important you have that Holy Spirit. And it's in the bowl of that mind, of that subconscious mind. It's in there.
Yes.
Go ahead, my brother.
You got that right, my loving brother. Because see, when you can, like my brother said, and we said, you can talk to this eternal creator, eternal fire, right inside of your soul, because you don't have to scream and say, hey, Jesus, where are you? Like, Jesus is intelligent God who has all power, the Son of the Father, can hear every prayer at the same time, can distinguish all messages at different time zones, and yet not get confused, don't have to take no Maalox, no have to take no Excedrin. All things are intelligent unto the Creator. So therefore, there is no time that it's not that the Creator, Jesus Christ, that's when he can't hear you. He can hear every thought, he knows every thought, he hears every thought. That's the omniscient we will get into. So therefore, when you pray to Jesus Christ for the baptism of Holy Spirit, therefore you cry out with a sincere heart. Like there are many people in Pakistan where the Christians are kind of limited as far as a groups where they can gather together, but they cry out to Jesus. And so Jesus appears to them and talks to them and let them know what is what, who is who. And then they get to see the power of the living Son of God. So therefore, as a person in your earnest faith within, everybody on the planet was built with a mechanism of divine intelligence. And so therefore, when you cry out to this living Christ and you talk to this Christ, like I gave a demonstration earlier, oh, living Jesus Christ of glory, thank you for your holy forgiveness of all my negatives. And you be so honest with Jesus Christ, because he already know. But if you are dishonest, he cannot work with you, because you are trying to play a game with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you cannot play a game with the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus Christ is supreme. He is over all humanoids, and he is over all beings, and over all angelic beings, over all the lords, all the gods. So therefore, as a person humble themselves and cry out, and as for the forgiveness, you will feel that cleansing power inside of you. You will feel royal, you will feel purity. It is indescribable of the glory of Jesus Christ that you will feel. And then when you do that and you get knowledge about the Spirit of Christ is the most important subject of the universe. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is what keeps you. It is closer than fingers and thumbs and hands. It is closer than the breath of our body. And that's how you can love everybody. It is through the Spirit. And you say, well, I cannot do that. Well, that's because you have not tried to get the Holy Spirit. If you want a blood, you go get the blood and you smoke a blood. But you get, we got something better for you than the blood and Hennessy. We got the power of the Spirit that is from the Lord Jesus Christ. And what must be stressed throughout the whole universe, this power comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And once you acknowledge and talk to Jesus Christ Almighty and you receive this power, then you are on your way, because this Holy Spirit is ultimate energy, like my brother was saying earlier, and it's you feel good inside, you feel healthy inside, you feel pure thoughts inside, and you can love your enemies, you can love anybody, you can love Republicans, Democrats, Dictocrats, aristocrats, no-crats. There is no person that you cannot love, that you won't love, when you have this baptism of Spirit. Like my brother and I, we humbly say we hate no one on the planet. We love every single soul. The ones we do know, the ones we don't know, the ones we don't care to know, we still love them, because when you love, love is the key to the universe. Without love, you cannot function.
You got that right, God Jesus, baby. God
Jesus.
And then basically, as my brother said, the love of that, and the love comes through the Lord Jesus Christ, God Jesus.
God
Jesus, like my brother's loving brother said, God Jesus is the one that, he's the one that invokes the power on you. He's the one that comes down and fills you with the Holy Ghost. You have to go through Jesus. That's why God Jesus is so important, because
yes,
he's the one that baptizes you. Now, this intelligent can do a lot of stuff, but he's the one. You have to go through Jesus Christ to get the baptism.
Right.
You can't do it on your own like people think you can do it. No. It's Jesus. When you praise him, love him, and you love him so, he's going to take the initiative then to come and personally baptize you. Let that energy flow. So that's very important. I want everybody to hit, because a lot of people just think, oh, this energy just come. No. You got to praise the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You got to praise him, because if you don't praise him, nothing's going to happen, and you're going to be the same old person. That's why a lot of people are doing the same old things, and that's why Christians, they have a bad rap. Oh, they're doing this. They don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They may have wouldn't said, oh, please forgive me, Jesus. And they may mend in their heart, but then did they take the most important step, the second step of getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost? And then after that, you get more Holy Ghost and more Holy Ghost. You keep growing. It's not a thing you get it and you save. A lot of people say, oh, I'm saved, I'm going to heaven. No. Who says that? The scriptures don't even say that. You got it all backwards. Basically, you're not saved until to the end of your testings. You're not saved until you're transfigured and become perfect, like Paul said, perfect like Jesus. You know, he wouldn't say it if you can't do it. And the only way you can do it is through Jesus Christ. It's through that power. That power is very important. It resides in you. It's all around you. It's omnipresent. It's everywhere. It's intelligence. It's all powerful. It knows what to do. It knows how to do. It tells you what to do. I can't see how people don't operate. How can you live without it? It tells you what clothes to wear. It tells you where to drive in the street to avoid an accident. It tells you what mate to marry. It tells you everything. Now, how in the hell can you not live with a power like that? I don't know. I mean, I couldn't live with it. Before, my life has totally changed. People say changed. Like, yeah, because I got the power now. If somebody hit me inside the head, I said, wait, hold it. You know, what's going on here? You know, we don't do those kind of things on God Jesus' planet. You know, it's more of a love. It's not like, hey, let me knock the hell out of you now. You hit me, I'm going to hit you. No. We're not acting barbaric. And Jesus, he's a divine. You start being more divine like him. He said, turn the cheek. He means not turn the cheek, be a weakling, like we said last week.
Right.
No. You head him off, you sit him down. You know, like the arts and kung fu. Basically, the arts of kung fu is a high level of Jah Jesus. Basically, you don't use kung fu to hurt people and to show off.
That's
the
right.
Real kung fu masters, they know, no. You don't go and show off. No. You know, it's gotten distorted in America, and people say, oh, I want to beat this person. Oh, I want to beat this. No, it's not about that. The real kung fu masters know. You don't do that. You don't hurt a soul. You may protect yourself, and you know how to sit them down. You know how to hurt certain points, but basically it's a loving art. And that's what my brother, he can explain
you
more.
Get that right, my beautiful brother, because it's like, I recall back when I was in the United States of America 4 years ago, over there in the Puget Sound region where our headquarters are of the Son of God University. We will give you the written address and all that good stuff and confirm the Gmail again. And while I'm on the subject, the archives are free. We want you to get the message. You can tune in at any time. And this live program after midnight in Los Angeles time zone, you can get this this program, and you don't have to pay nothing, because we give from our heart, because we know we speak in the solid truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, judge Jesus Christ. And so, the higher laws of the universe: if someone spit on you, you don't spit back. If someone piss on you, you don't piss on them back. This sounds pretty graphic, but truth is the truth, because I have experience. But 4 years ago, over at the Puget Sound region, there were some gang members of young kids, and I couldn't knock them. I got big muscles. But they surrounded me, and they urinated on me. I had a bodybuilding shirt, tight-fitting, big muscles showing. But they drugged up, so they didn't care. They figured they had the advantage. And they spit on my neck. But I didn't get mad at them. I just told them, thank you very much. Do it again. Release your water. Go ahead. Feel free. And they began to recognize, well, this guy, he's something's different about this guy. He didn't knock me out. And they recognized they had the power, the love of the Christ light. This Holy Spirit refrains you from fighting. It refrains your temper. It calms you down. So those are the laws of the Kung Fu. Like in Thailand, the kickboxing, and the Country Kingdom of Kung Fu, we learn in Seoul, Korea, and in Shangri-La, Thailand, the sword fighting, you learn the power of thought. You learn to master your subconscious mind. How is the subconscious mind mastered? Through the powers of the Holy Spirit of love. And that Holy Spirit is ultimate, supreme, divine, almighty energy. And through this power, it's like you live it. It's not like you go to Sunday school and you be real nice that day and eat a few candies and then you go and act like hell on Tuesday afternoon. You don't do that, because with the power of that Spirit of Jesus Christ Almighty, you have so much energy, it makes you want to live righteously. It makes you want to love people. Not a religion, not a religious act, but a spiritual act, a spirit of love. That is how you can distinguish religious people or religious geeks from spiritual saints. And we don't have anything against religious people or denominations. Like I said on the yesterday month, we love everybody on the planet. We love all people in every denomination, of every creed, doctrine, color, religion, or national origin. We don't have nothing against Islam. We don't have nothing against Christians. We have nothing against Mormons. We have nothing against Jehovah's Witnesses. We have nothing against the Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalian, Mennonite, Amorite, Jebusite, Canaanite, Hittite, Zittite, Negevite. We just don't have nothing against nobody. We just love, love, love. And this is the ultimate key. If you have in your heart to love, and you want to love, Jesus Christ will help you love. And then you get that power, that Holy Spirit is what they call extreme love. And the book of the Matthew, the Baptist guy, John, he said, I baptize you with water, but there's another one with mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not willing to unlatch. He, Jesus Christ, shall baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. That is power, my beautiful ones. That is the divine power of the universe. All worlds were formed and made by this power. All human beings were formed. Do you know that our bodies were made of this very light of Christ? We are made of atoms and molecules, which is rays of divinity, rays of jubilation. We are a speck of God in God's image. So therefore, we are in the image and likeness of eternal life. So these higher laws of Kung Fu, endurance, love, compassion, swiftness, keenness, open-mindedness, and forgiveness. The power to forgive. But like I said, the people, when they spit on my neck and they urinate, I forgive them before they even commence it. And then they congratulate me at the end, and then another lady comes by. She said, you should knock them out. No, that's not the name of the game, because when you know you have strength, the urine's not going to kill me. The saliva's not, the spit is not going to bother me, because I got the Spirit of Christ Jesus. So therefore, everything has atoms and molecules in it. And with that thought, I know I can easily go take a shower and come out and be good. So therefore, discipline is wonderful, because when you got the power of discipline, the Holy Spirit is your friend.
You better believe it. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus.
And so by saying that, we're going to get into the minds, the conscious mind, the super conscious mind, and the most mind that we really deal with is the subconscious mind. You know, and how that is, you know, like through the subconscious mind, you can learn any trade, anything perfected through that mind. That mind, like driving, you can just take no thought. You're just driving. Typing, you master it, no thought. That subconscious mind is very important. Now, like I said before, we only use 10% of our mind. And the reason why is because we're colored up with all these hates, dislikes, jealousies, envies, hatreds, you name it. It's just cluttering up our mind, our subconscious mind, so we can't operate at our full potential. And to operate that full potential, we can't reiterate enough as far as about getting that power. And that power is that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That purifies it. Now, the conscious mind you use every day. You know, you're walking around, you know, it brings stuff in. And then, too, you start to think. When you have the Holy Ghost, your thoughts begin to change. As your thoughts change, that changes your subconscious mind. Because when you start thinking these negative thoughts, that's when you get into the thought process.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, it's good they do it themselves and try to change. But when you have the Holy Ghost to help you do that, it's just magical. Because you have a holy helper, that's what you call it, to help you. The Heiligen Geist, as the German says, to help you.
Yes.
It helps you to change your thought patterns. It helps you. So as you change your thought patterns, then it starts to just change your subconscious mind. It starts to, like, remodel your subconscious mind. It just changes it, and then you start thinking, you start putting positive thoughts in it, and then the positive thoughts, then you start, the positive stuff start happening, and then all of a sudden you're changing, you're doing things like you didn't even know you're doing. Oh, why didn't I get angry at that? I used to. You're looking at yourself saying, how did I do that? I used to get mad. I used to have this bad habit. It helped you stop smoking. It helps you kick you off drugs. Most of the drug people that got caught off drugs is mainly because of the Holy Ghost. If you look at them, they say, the Holy Ghost helped me. The ones that's really on it, that holy power, it can strip you of any negative. Drinking, you know, anything you do. People, if you like molesting people, whatever you like doing,
that's right.
People have hang-ups. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, it can help you to change that. Sex perversion,
yes.
It can help you change that. Any of these negative things, all negative things. That's why Jesus came and died. When he died, he saw all that.
That's
he
right.
felt all your pain. You want a God that looks like you, that feels like you, that walks like you, that's built like you, that's 6'3", 250 pounds, broad shoulders. You want somebody like that? You have somebody like that.
Yes.
You have somebody, everybody, somebody they want a king, they have a king. We have the King of Kings. Now, let's use that King of Kings, after you get the Holy Ghost, let's use that King of Kings within us.
That's right.
He's within us. He's within our consciousness through the Holy Spirit, that intelligence. It's an intelligence that guides you and helps you.
You got that right, but let me put that, because in the book of St. John, in the 14th chapter, the 15th chapter, and the 16th chapter, it speaks about this divine holy comforter, divine holy helper, divine Holy Ghost, all this power. Jesus Christ speaks about how important it is. And this power shall be in you forever. It could be, it's a permanent friend if we allow it. We have to open up our conscious minds and receive this glorious helper. In the book of Acts, it explains a lot, the second chapter, how the Holy Spirit cometh. And that power, in the holy day, when Pentecost came, fully come, at that dispensation, that energy came, and they spoke with tongues of fire upon the disciples and all those that were there, and the people that were there, and they were magnified with power. And someone will say, are they drunk? Well, they must be drunk. And the preacher said, no, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. People don't get boozed up until later in the evening. And so, therefore, those that get boozed up. And so, open their minds, and they say, wow, how weird. They're speaking all these languages. How can this be? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is ultimate. And in that subconscious mind, as we talk about, the subconscious mind is the most filthy mind of the three minds, conscious, superconscious, and subconscious. And the subconscious mind, it must be rendered, because that is the throne where the Holy Spirit is supposed to dwell, as we welcome the Holy Spirit. Because if that mind is corrupt, like my brother said a few moments ago, that the body and the spirit can't function, because the subconscious mind is in charge of the physical body. All the glands, the pituitary and the pineal gland, they are motivated and operated by the subconscious mind. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to dwell in the subconscious mind, then we become good-looking, healthy, wealthy, prosperous, and health, and mind and soul. It is very important to be in health. That is the will of the Almighty God, Jesus Christ and the Son of God, that we be healthy in our being, because it is not good to walk around with a broke down body, you know, like a broke down mango car. You don't want to drive a clickety clankety broke down car. Neither do you want to have a broke down body. Common sense, you want to be healthy, you want to have big muscles, you want to be have a great mind, like some of the professional bodybuilders. And how do you think they get the results? Because they contact the inner power, and they exercise and they work. See, you don't just sit around and be lazy. Lazy boys don't last in the kingdom of light. And so therefore, you have to constructively work with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is your helper, not a slave. It's not your slave. The Holy Helper, as you do your part, the Holy Helper will help you. It is imperative that we praise the Holy Ghost. Yes, it is legal to praise the Holy Ghost. Why is it legal to praise the Holy Ghost? Because it is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. That's the omnipresent that's everywhere present. And when you get in touch with the omnipresent, you can't go wrong, baby, because you are filled the power of the cosmic Christ, the planetary Christ, the historical Christ, and the intimate Christ. And we get right into that right now.
And we're going to take a quick break here, and
yes,
we'll be right back. And
yes,
we're going to get onto those subjects, and like my brother says.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, now we're going to get into the three minds again, and then we're going to go into the consciousness of that. So let's reiterate about, we didn't go into the superconscious mind. We talked about the conscious mind. We talked about the subconscious mind. Now, my brother, I want you to explain the superconscious mind or the Christ mind.
Okay, the Christ mind is the perfected mind. It is the ultra mind of the living God. It is the mind that is in contact with the throne of Jehovah God and Jesus Christ Almighty. That mind is the mind, what they call Mount Zion, or the realm of purification. The superconscious is a supersonic power, vibrations. That mind is the opener to purify the other two minds. And so therefore, the superconscious is light of Christ in a mild form inside of us. And so therefore, the subconscious gets its relocation from the superconscious. And it's imperative that the subconscious mind is in conjunction and alignment with superconscious mind. And how is that happening? It is through your everyday living, the common sense mind. The common sense mind is the conscious mind. The common sense mind say you take shower every day. We know some people who don't take shower in 5 years. We have met various people. Their conscious mind has took a nap. Their mind has went on strike. It must have went on a summer, spring, autumn, winter break because they have kind of relaxed themselves too much, and they kind of in a negative. What I mean by that, they're so unaware of what's within them. Do you know that human beings are the most valuable beings on this planetary system? That humans have so much superpowers. Humans can levitate, and they can ascend into the heavens. Humans can travel at the speed of light. How can that be? It is not a joke. When you are in contact with the divine light of Jesus Christ and you become one with this holy vibrational force of love, you begin to take on the nature of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's mind, the superconscious mind, is always a mind of purity. That mind is the high mind. That is the mind that when you dream that you're flying, or you have aesthetic dreams of power, or you're walking in space, or you're flying. You ever had those dreams of levitation? That is a reality, my beautiful ones. That power is for humankind. What good is it for a human to be so powerful and the bird is flying higher than he, when humans are higher than birds? Because a lot of people, they eat birds. They eat chicken. They eat jive turkeys and whatever, what have you. So therefore, humans are supposed to be high elevated. In the book of Hebrews, in the second chapter, it verified also in the book of Psalms, it said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, that thou hast made him a little lower than God? Humans are some kind of being. Now, the King James Version is mistranslated or misconstrued by some of the translators. It said, what they say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? For thou hast made him a little lower than angels. No, man is to be higher than angels because angels are servants of Jesus Christ. Men are men, when I say men, one man also, are sons and daughters of Almighty God. Sons and daughters in glory of Jesus Christ. So therefore, angels serve God. Angels serve the Son of God, universal God's unlimited, and angels serve Almighty God, Jehovah. So therefore, it is imperative to be in contact and aware of the superconscious mind. That is the mind that has been untapped, the seventh sense, where people have, they just live an ordinary life, and they live, they work, they smoke, or whatever they may do. They live a boring life, and then they get sick, or then they die, or some just drop dead. That's not the way of living on this earth. Man was made to live on and on eternally with the powers of youth do. How do you stay young? Through tapping the power of the subconscious mind. The superconscious mind, all the three minds are in this, and the minds are supposed to become one, atonement, or one-ment. And so therefore, like my brother said earlier, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, died on the tree for us, that all people can come to this metaphysical truth, divine truth, cosmic truth, energetic truth, fantabulous truth, glorified truth, love truth, baby. Because when you love, And you have feeling, and you hug me daily, you feel good. It is good to hug. Do you know if you put your arms around someone, the one who you don't know or know, and bless them, and let that energy go into them, they feel good. We are here to bless people. So the superconscious mind is the mind of Christ that is within us, and that's what helps us, and it gets us going and get the ball rolling, baby.
God Jesus, baby, you better believe that. And as my brother was talking about the hug is divine. And the New Testament says, greet right with a hug and a holy kiss. I mean,
yes.
That's a high art. Hugging is a very high art. The how do, you shake hands is okay, you know, in the business, whatever. But when you greet your wife, hug her. She
That's
needs
right.
that.
Yes.
You hug her. They need that hug. Hug is feeling. It's vibration, you know. So you need to be hugging at least daily, especially if you're married. You should always be hugging your wife.
Yes.
You know, there's no how do. She got to give a kiss. But get on that power again. I was thinking about the wall of Jericho as far as the power of the sound. They were chanting Jah Jesus. In the scriptures, it just said God. It was talking about like be Jehovah. No, they had to change the name of power. The
right.
name of power is Jah Jesus. They were chanting that. The name is so powerful, the wall came crumbling down.
Yes.
Now, to reiterate that, I'm just saying that we have to give this Holy Spirit a name.
Yes.
The name is Jah Jesus. That's the name we have to give it. Because if you just say Holy Spirit stuff, you got to have the power because we're on a wicked planet. It's the wickedest planet in the universe.
Yes.
But you can grow the fastest here. And it's only special beings that can come here to be on this planet, especially in the 50s and the 40s and stuff like that. The ones that's coming now is another story. We'll get into that later. Well, I don't want to get into that now. But you got to use the name of power. The name of power is Jah Jesus. So when you're talking to Jah Jesus, so you just say Jah Jesus or Lord Jesus. But
or
the correct name.
Or
Jay Susi. That's a more powerful, like
yes,
my brother
is.
Say. Jah Jay Susi or just Jay Susi.
Yes.
You know, I'm saying Jah Jesus because everybody knows that.
Right.
Very few people know Jay Susi. I mean, it's a powerful name. Matter of fact, that name is more potent towards the energy of Jah Jesus Christ
right.
than Jah Jesus. Because when you say Jah Jesus, most of the time you're thinking about the historical Christ, Jah Jesus himself, and your mind goes there. But your mind should be on the mystical, the intimate Christ with in your consciousness,
right.
you know, and you say, Jah, you got to give it a name. So through all this, I just like to reiterate, you
right.
got to give it a name, Jah Jesus, because it's power in that name. That name crushes all kind of negative. When you say, Jah Jesus, thank you for helping me. Jah Jesus,
yes.
thank me for doing this. Jah Jesus, you talk to it. You praise it. You give it a name. You got to give it a name. Everything has a name. Everything. When you call your mother, you call her by name. Your father by name. You call the grandfather Jehovah by name.
Yes.
You call Jah Jesus by name. You call your wife by name. Everybody turns around. They react. Don't you think these beings react when you call their name? You know. So when you say in your consciousness and Jah Jesus is in there, it's going to illuminate you. When you say God, right. Jesus, it's going to like, it's going to bada boom. You say, God, Jesus, help me. Every time you say that, it illuminates, and that keeps the negative forces, the demons away.
Yes.
When you say that, because there's all kind of spirits and stuff floating around trying to intimidate you, trying to do that. When you say, God, Jesus, help me, in your conscience and thought, outside, whatever, sometimes you may have to say it aloud. When you chant that name, Jesus, that's like a illumination. You may not know it around, but you keep chanting that name. And that's a prayer. Because, matter of fact, in one of the books of the Roman priests, they had a black plague.
Yes.
The Pope told them, everybody used the name Jesus.
Jesus, that's right.
They used the name Jesus, and the plague got released. It went away.
That's right.
Because if they know in Rome, they know that's the name of power.
Yes.
They may not say nothing, but when something comes to hit the fan, they're going to tell you. And if you go into Italy or something, they're praising Jah Jesus.
That's right.
You know, see it on TV in America, but they're praising that name.
Ask me for details.
That's a powerful name.
Yes, it is.
And I want that's because you can, we say the Holy Spirit, we keep talking about that, but you got to give it a name.
Yes.
The name is Jah Jesus.
Jesus.
I want to give it that name because people are really into, you know, and then pretty soon you elevate to Jesus.
Yes.
Jah Jesus.
But
if you can say Jah Jesus and know that that is the intimate Christ within you, the mystical Christ, you won't have no problem. You know, it doesn't matter because the name is powerful.
Yes,
it's very, very powerful, you know.
You got that right, my brother. You hit it right on the thumb. You know, over there on the Christmas Day, December the 25th of 2012, I had the honor to be over there in the Vatican, the holy city of the Basilica. And those people were really getting excited and praising Jesus. And that booklet you spoke about is by Father Solomon, with the wonders of the holy name. You can get it at any Catholic cathedral. They should have that book, and they also got one about the Holy Ghost by the same author, Father Solomon. And like my brother said, the name of Jesus is a power. Jesus, it generates energy, vibration, Holy Spirit, everything, because that name is so authoritative. It'll bring tears to your eyes when you praise in this vital force. Jesus Christ lives inside of us. Jesus Christ is all around us. You know, when they pray in Italy, they incorporate the name. For example, glory be to the Holy Father, glory be to the Holy Son, Jesus Christ, and glory be to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Holy Father, in the name of the Holy Son, Jesus Christ, in the name of the Holy Ghost, nobody fatra de speechum, nobody says sola soja susi, nobody says spiritus de santos. You see, the name of the Son of God is so powerful, and the name of Jesus Christ, it gets you going, baby. That name, like my brother said, everything has a name. Cars have a name. Birds have a name. Humankind, everybody got the name. Even names of endearment, like, hi, sweetheart, baby. That's the name of endearment. People feel that kind of stuff. We don't just say, hey, man, what's up, man? What do you do, girl? What's up, girl? But you put some kind of endearment. You make it the kind of feeling, you know, like I said yesterday, when people feel something, they get the groove going on. And that's the name of the game. So this Holy Spirit, this eternal power, Holy Spirit is a title, but Jesus is the name. The name Jesus, like my brother said, Jesus. That puts the devils to hell. You know, like I told you yesterday month, when situations happen and you get caught in the bind and you're surrounded by people that want to destroy you or harm you, or even spirits from another underworld, and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you, negative forces, demons, drop alive in hell, in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. I guarantee action will take place. Like I told you about yesterday month, when the young man from the art show, when he said demons were aggravating him, he called on the name of Jesus Christ, and those demons left him permanently. It is real, as a thrill, as a feel as can be. I guarantee it. Christ, the light of the world. So therefore, it's so imperative that we name this power, the divine comforter, Holy Spirit, like my brother, it's a title. It's a title of that energy inside of you. But when you use that name of the power, that's why Acts 4:12 says there's no other name under heaven whereby humankind can be redeemed and saved than the name of Jesus Christ. There's Jesus Christ, the historical being in the heavenly realm. Then there's the Jesus Christ Spirit inside of us. So when we call on the Holy Spirit, and you know that Christ is inside of you like it is inside of our beautiful engineer, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus, baby. And so going to that, we're going to go into the cosmic Christ.
Yes.
The planetary Christ. The historical Christ.
Yes.
And the mystical or intimate Christ, which is the most important to us on planet Earth here, you
yes.
know. And we know who the planetary Christ is. Jah Jesus.
Jah Jesus.
You know, we call him, I don't know if you've seen the Superman movie, how he was going around the planet and
right.
energizing the planet. Let's think of like, that's what Jesus did. When he died on that tree,
yes.
he energized the planet with his blood. When that blood hit the earth, it started earthquaking. Whoa,
yeah.
let me wake up here. We got
that's
a
right.
son of God. We got a God here that's putting, energizes with his blood. And his
right.
blood would, with this energy went through the whole planet.
Yes.
It just flew through the whole, and the planet just quaked. It starts turning black, the sky. It starts lightning. It started. It had to do the rain. It's waking up. It said, wait, this
That's
is the
right.
son of God. This is a God here.
That's right.
And so it started, then graves start opening, and
yes.
people start, because they were in a tank for a long time,
right.
not to the son of God that they were able to come out.
That's
you
right.
know? And so it started waking up, and started quaking, and start maneuvering, and people said, this must be some kind of power here. Who is this guy? You know?
That's right.
He's the son of God. You know, he's the God of this planet.
That's right.
who he is, you know? And that's why his name is important.
Yes.
You know, and it goes way back. It keeps going back to that. And then we keep going back to the mystical Christ and the planetary Christ. So basically, he energized this whole planet.
That's right.
With his Christ-like energy.
Yes.
It's a redemptive energy. It changes you.
That's right.
From mortal to immortality.
Now, that's a power right there. That's a power. Now, think about that. You've been changed from mortality to immortality. That means you know die can be. That means you can cancel your death insurance because you are living alive forever. Young, forever young, not an old, decrepit person living forever. That would be no fun. But you're vital. All your organs are vital inside. Your jubilation. The cosmic Christ. That cosmic Christ is so dangling. The vibratory Christ. In the heavenly realm, cosmic means great, fantabulous, illuminated, all-powerful, almighty, all-jubilated, all-knowing. And if Jesus Christ would have came with his full glory to appear on the earth, to the stiff-necked people as a cosmic Christ with all that illumination, they would have burnt up real crispy critter. And so, therefore, the cosmic Christ is the one in divine great glory, where it says no one has seen God at any time unless they have been quickened by the Spirit of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so, therefore, Jesus Christ came in the likeness of God, the divine messenger of light. And for those who forgot what we said yesterday, Jesus Christ is equal to God the Father. Nobody is like Jesus Christ. So that's why that name is so powerful, because that name is spirit. That name is vital energy. It is not only a divine being, but it is also the vibration. You ever hear earth people, they walk around, Jesus Christ, for Christ's sake. Do this for Christ's sake. Give him a dance for Christ's sake. Let him have some titties in his face for Christ's sake. I saw that on a comedy on Chris Rock. And they're talking about the, you know, comical things, but they said for Christ's sake. People can't help but use the name of power, even if they don't understand the fullness of it, if they don't understand the glory of it. We're here to let you know the glory of the name of the Son of God that is in you, all around you. So therefore, this King of Glory lives, just think, this King of Glory lives inside of our physical being. Can you top that? The Son of God, Jesus Christ, literally dwells in our physical flesh, in our spirit, in our three minds, and all through our blood, our arteries, our veins, our cells, our sinews, heart muscle, the esophagus, the trachea, the medulla, the kidneys, the lungs, you know the science, all through your bodies and through the auditory part of your being and the aorta and the bones and the muscles. It is important into the optic nerves and all the nerves of the body that this Holy Spirit dwells in every fiber of our being. But if we're not aware of it, then we have a problem. And that's what Houston has a problem in the USA, that you have to, and I say Houston because of the space shuttle that's, you know, over there in that state. But it is imperative that we become aware of this glorious Christ in us. Now, that cosmic Christ is so powerful that the cosmic Christ has manifested as the intimate Christ. And the intimate Christ is the one that dwells within our temple being.
Okay. By saying that, I want to get into more of that power of Jesus Christ as far as the historical Christ.
Okay.
We're going to get into that. We talked about the cosmic Christ. We talked about, and then two, I want to get into how the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, basically, it judges you. Not
right.
So much Jesus. It's
That's
that
right.
Holy Spirit that does the judging.
Yes.
Like when you do something wrong in you, it's the Holy Spirit that's telling you that's not right.
That's right.
It's the Holy Spirit that's going to judge everybody on this planet. Basically, Jesus don't even have to come back.
That's
He's
right.
not coming back until this earth is purified, and it's
right.
going to be purified through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to be doing the judgment.
That's right.
You know, that light that's coming, that they see that's coming, that's on some of the, over there in Australia, is coming through. They have to wear these things on their head. That light is penetrating, and once that veil comes back off the sky, that light is going to come. And if you're not righteous, if you're not ready, you'll be burnt up.
That's right. What is that, my brother, what is that blue energy they call the dark matter? Or
the dark matter. That's
the
Jesus
particle?
Christ power energy. That's what it is. The scientists call it the dark matter. And they have another name. What's the other name they call it?
The God particle?
The God particle. They call it that. They don't know what it is. Matter of fact, a little kid saw that light in front of God the Father and Jesus Christ. He saw this blue Holy Ghost right in front of him, this energy right in front. It sits right there in front of him. I mean, it's a powerful energy. It's sitting there right in front of him. He came and told his father. The father didn't believe him, you know. He saw that energy. That energy is powerful. That's the energy that's in us. That's the energy that's all around us. That's the energy that's going to judge the world. That's the energy that's coming before Jesus. It's going to set everything in order. Everybody's looking for Jesus. You don't want to see him. Let's let it straight. You don't want to see the grand Jesus Christ. He is too powerful. He'll burn this planet up. Right now, he's going to let the Holy Ghost judge you. You see all people doing stuff in secret? It's going to come alive.
That's right.
It's not going to be hidden anymore. The Holy Ghost is going to bring it alive. You doing this wickedness. You doing that wickedness. You cheating the people over here. You cheating the politicians.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. The Holy Ghost is going to judge them.
That's right.
You know, it knows. It's going to bring it to light. And then the money's not going to be the issue. They can have all the silver and gold.
Don't
need anything. It's going to judge the world. And so that's why we get on this Holy Ghost thing, because it is powerful. And when it comes through, that light comes through, it is powerful. So help me, Jesus. It is powerful. We want to get you ready. We're here to prepare you for that light change. When people talk about it's a change, yeah, it's going to be a change.
That's right.
It's going to be a change of the light of Christ coming through. Because that ozone that's a protection for the earth. That's
right.
Just protecting us. Soon or later, that's burning through. As they say, oh, the cars are doing it, this and doing it. No, no, no. It maybe have 1% of it, but most of it is our negative vibration.
That's right.
That's what's doing. And it's going to be time. We got a time limit to get our act in order. As we get our act in order, and Jesus see, because he's the one. And the Father said, nobody knows when the Son of Man is going to come.
That's right.
But then, too, that's the Holy Ghost first.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost, when that light comes through, and that light comes through, all your wickedness is going to come. Oh, man, you're going to be trying to run under the rocks, they say. You can't hide because that stuff is penetrating. That energy is penetrating. It penetrates everything. So we want you to start living holy. We want you to get into the Christ light that it can purge you. You can't do it yourself. You can't do anything yourself.
That's right.
Nothing you can't do. We know for a purpose. You can't love. People
going
to some church and say, I can't love nobody. I can't. Of course you can. You don't have the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
You don't have it. My brother, he'll tell you many stories. Go ahead.
Very simple, yes. It's like this power is such a loving, glorious force, And you must be girly, and you know, the girly attitude, the loving attitude, the femininity, the love nature. People that try to act so macho, they're not going to be able to attain this, because you got to have the love of the Son of God inside of your being. And Ephesians 3:19, they said to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. And with that love, speaking about this young lad, Colton Bonaparte, he was caught up in the heavens about 3.5 years of age. He had a kidney, if I get that right, some kind of infection in his body, something with the stomach. I might not have that fully corrected. He got a book called Something About Heaven. I had the thought, but I kind of split my mind about Way to Heaven. The young lad was caught up, and he was in the hospital near death because he had something that was a stomach appendicitis. Now, I got it. Okay, he had appendicitis something, and it was very painful. It was acute appendicitis. That's not fun. That is torturous as can be. So the parents were praying, and his dad is a minister, and they were praying for him and the mother, and the kid was caught up into the heavens. And he went up into the heavens by the Lord Jesus Christ, and the good news about it, he didn't die out of the death experience, what they call near death. His body was still pumping heart. The heart muscle still beating. And they said not one time did the heart stop. So the child's spirit was taken up by Jesus Christ into the heavenly realm. And he saw Jesus Christ, and he saw God the Father. And when he came back, he told his dad, he said, "Daddy, I saw God the Father, Jehovah, sitting on this big chair," because he don't know how to say throne, because he's a young lad. He's only 3 years old. And so he said, "Well, what did he look like?" He said, "He's big. God is big." He said, "Well, who was with him?" He said, "And Jesus Christ was beside him, and he is equal to him." He said, "How do you know that?" See, he had to learn that in the heavenly, because at the young age, he didn't realize that Jesus Christ was equal to God. And so the dad said, "Well, where is the Holy Spirit?" He said, "Dad, the Holy Spirit is right in front of us. It's blue. It's energy. It's vibrating energy." He said, "Well, who was on?" He said, "And Jesus was on the right hand of God, or the right side of God." And then the priest said, "Well, who was on the left side?" He said, "Gabriel, the archangel." He says, "Wow, and fascinating." So see, the minister did some scripture study, but the kid had an experience without scripture study, but he exuberated and he went up in the heavenly realm. And so he saw these things. And then the young lad, Coltrane, today he's 11, he's still alive, beautiful kid. And he said, "Dad, you know, or Mom, my sister, I saw my sister in heaven who has no name." And see, the child was still born, but yet he was, Colton, the young lad, was not told about that. So that was verification that the child was caught up in the heavens, because he met his unborn sister who had a form and a shape and breathing and talking and everything. And then the child saw many that were aborted. People that abort babies, they still have life. They were living beings in the heavenly realm. Let this be a lesson to those who just want to just stick it in and abort the child. If you happen to have a child, at least do the adoption. Don't throw it away. Don't kill the child. Life is beautiful. Life is precious. Think about that. You are throwing away a child, but yet the child lives in the presence of the Almighty. A lot of people say, "Well, if you abort the child, there's no more life." Wrong, wrong, because Colton, the young lad, he saw it. And when he had that experience, he was caught up and saw many that were aborted. He saw thousands upon thousands of, you know. So anyhow, he saw that, and he witnessed the glory and the love of Jesus Christ. And so when he came back, it was a long story. I'm not going to get into all of it because it's time-consuming. But he had a lot of experiences, and it seemed like, it felt like the way he wrote the book, or the dad wrote the book for the child, that it looked like he was in the presence of Jehovah and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit and all those divine beings for at least about 5 hours. But the dad said, "Well, son, how long were you up in heaven?" And without any hesitation, he said, "On earth time measured 3 minutes." The dad said, "Impossible." The young lad, he said, "Nothing is impossible with Almighty God and Jesus." He said, "You crazy, Daddy? Nothing is impossible." You say, so see, when you have an experience, time is different on the other side. Many things can happen in the higher realms. Time is only to the earth plane, and time is measured on a slow process. But in that realm of light, things zoom, zoom, zoom. All we want to do is a zoom, zoom, zoom in the Christ-like energy, because that friendly force, that loving force that's inside of us, this great omnipresence that's everywhere present. Just think, wherever you go, you can always be protected by being aware you are never alone. And wherever you dwell, wherever you walk, whether the jungles of Africa, whether you're in the neo-Nazis of Germany, whether you're in the rough place of southern Los Angeles and the Mediterranean, America, whether you in the Soviet Republic, going through a channel, a change, the Holy Spirit is everywhere. There is no place not that the Spirit is not. So therefore, the power of protection is with you all the time, every time, up, down, left, right, Father, Spirit, Jesus Christ.
You got that, baby. Jesus, baby. Another thing I want to hear my brothers talking about, time and the lapse of time. A lot of people get into hypnosis.
Yes.
Now, hypnosis is not a good thing.
That's right.
You're messing with the mind. You're having somebody to program your mind. You don't want anybody messing with your divine mind or going in or trying to tap with it. And it violates the human code. You don't want anybody tapping with your mind. If you want somebody to tap with your mind, try the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Try Jesus Christ as he baptized you with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's the only thing that should be tapping with your mind. Saying that, that's all, folks, for today.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll see you in a week and a half from now. Until then, use Jesus' power.
Right.
Use that light. Email us at JesusBaby@gmail.com. And we'll answer all your questions.
Yeah.
We love you. May God, Jesus Christ's faith shine upon you.
Yes. And the Holy Spirit grant you peace. Nobody is perfect. Tell me the name of God, Jesus Christ. Oh, amen.
God, Jesus, baby.
God, Jesus, baby.
Yeah. I am that I am. Yeah. You know how we do it. We about to heat it up in here. Some of y'all say we about to get it crunk. But whatever your steez, hold on, cause we about to praise the Most High God to the fullest. Cross movement, house of reps, yeah, yeah, I am that I am.
For Allah, Kazam, God said that I am, because God is, without the showbiz, ain't no magic in his linguistics, he is the definition of existence.